I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today's episode is a very mini one because it is just a thank you. For the Girls has officially surpassed 1 million downloads, and I am filled with gratitude. I am so happy and humbled and grounded and so thankful for every single listener, everyone who's ever shared, everyone who's ever reposted, just all of the things. If you follow, whatever, like, I am just so grateful for any and every ounce of support because it has all led to this huge accomplishment. 1 million downloads, when you really think about it, that's just, it doesn't sound like real. It doesn't sound achievable, especially in such a short amount of time. I mean, I've only been doing this for 1.5 years. I haven't even made it to 2 years yet. I only have 82 or so episodes out. This will be like number 83. And I mean, sure, maybe some people reached 1 million way faster than me. Maybe people reached 1 million in 1 year or in 50 episodes, but I'm not even thinking about that. I'm not comparing. I'm not concerned because for me, this is a huge deal and it was wild. I mean, I was refreshing my like website where I see my analytics and everything every single day, nonstop, all day long, especially the day of when I knew it was going to happen because I woke up with like, I think it was exactly 998,500. So I knew I had like 1,500 downloads to go. And I do that. I do more than that in a day. So I was like, oh my God, I'm going to hit this today. I know I'm going to surpass 1,500 downloads by the evening. You know, I knew it wouldn't even take the whole day. So I just could not stop refreshing. And I think it was like 4 something p.m. Like, I think I posted my picture at exactly 5 on the dot. And it was just, it was perfect. So I wanted to read the caption that I made on my post and just talk a little bit about that with you guys. So it says, in 2018, I bought podcasting equipment because I had an idea of starting a podcast. In 2019, I did some research on them. In 2020, I told myself it was too hard to start, so I tried an easier route and made it an IGTV series instead. In 2021, I was still thinking about the dream I had in 2018. It was time to decide one day or day one. And so I wrote my first 5 episodes and recorded them all in one sitting that day. If you know me, you know my biggest piece of advice is confidence is a byproduct of action. You don't get confident and then take action. You take action and then you get confident. It took 3 years of procrastinating to realize I needed to take my own advice. And now only 1.5 years later, with 82 episodes under my belt, taking that messy action has led to my first 1 million downloads. Let this inspire you that if it were impossible, you would have never had the vision. Believe in your vision and trust in yourself. Thank you to every single person who's ever listened, downloaded, shared, reposted, left a review, subscribed, followed my account on social media, commented or liked pictures, told a friend about my show, or even now, anyone who's bought the crew neck. Every ounce of support matters just as much. So in 2018, when I bought the podcasting equipment, I was very much inspired by the Morning Toast. If you are familiar with the Toast now, they've rebranded, but Claudia and Jackie, like, that's really the only podcast I've ever consistently listened to over the years, because it's just like mindless. It's like watching Friends on TV. You know, you don't have to like the show Friends, you don't have to really like pay attention to episode after episode because it's just kind of mindless TV. It's like watching reality TV, things like that. And I loved listening to their banter and being able to just like do my laundry. Like, it wasn't some like personal development type thing. It was just, you know, two sisters being hilarious together. And I was like, you know what? I want to kind of do something like that, like something with a friend, something fun. I wanted to do it with a friend that I had at the time. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but maybe because I had been on reality TV at that time, I was like, ooh, do I want to do reality TV? But it didn't really feel that genuine to me, because even though I was on reality TV, I didn't watch too much. Like, I really wasn't too involved in other people's stuff. So I had just been taking like tons of notes of ideas and whatnot, but I wasn't really like completely set on anything. And then in 2019, I did a few phone calls with friends who had podcasts and was asking them questions and just inquiring and having them like tell me a little bit more about their ideas and their experience. And then in 2020, after I had like all these notes, all this and all that, I'm like, ugh, it's so much time to like figure it all out. So for those of you who may remember, I originally started this as an IGTV series with a friend. So we were just kind of doing like video chat and recording the video and then uploading them as videos on the For the Girls Instagram. If you guys were to scroll all the way down on the For the Girls Instagram, you'll see those old videos are already there because we were, you know, doing this little series and whatnot. So, you know, we were doing that, but then to me, it just didn't feel true to me and the vision I had for a couple of reasons. One, I didn't really like love our conversations. I didn't feel like they were that productive. Not to say that we need to agree, because I think it's great to have a podcast of like varying opinions. Absolutely. There's a difference of like one person really bringing their side to the table and then the other person bringing their side, and like us having a, you know, a gradual conversation and productive conversation where we move forward and whatnot. But I just didn't really, it wasn't that great. I felt like I could have done so much better. And it wasn't to say that was necessarily her fault or anything like that. I'm just like, I don't know, it's not vibing the way I want. The energy is not the way I want. So it's not like there was anyone to blame in particular. It was just a sense of like, I don't really think that we're great hosts together. You could be friends with someone and not necessarily be great podcast hosts together. The other thing was that I feel like we didn't have a big enough reach, because the Instagram algorithm is so inconsistent and it's really, really hard to get on the explore page. I find that on TikTok and other social media outlets, you can come across all different creators, but then on Instagram, like, someone could have some, like, I personally love to follow fashion girls, but then there are like influencers with 5 million followers that I've never even heard of. Like, they just don't really like push out other people's stuff. It's almost like you have to be following someone already, or a friend has to like refer you to them. But the algorithm of like sharing the explore page and you know, branching out is just so not great. So our only listeners, I feel, were our own followers. And I didn't just want my own followers. I wanted a new audience. I wanted to expand. I wanted more people to find me, which I do find that Spotify is amazing for that. I've actually, because, you know, I do coaching. And so I do an intro call with all of my people who inquire about coaching. And I always ask them like where they found me and things of that sort. And when they say that they found me through my podcast, I'm like, well, how did you find my podcast? Like, I like to really like do the whole trail. And a lot of them say like, you just were recommended on Spotify. Like, I was just on Spotify listening to podcasts and yours came up based on my listening history. And it was like, podcasts you might like and whatever. And so that is exactly what I wanted. I wanted to be able to have that sort of reach. And so I had to put an end to the IGTV series, because I was like, I'm putting in so much work. Like, I'm creating these topics, I'm creating the notes, I'm editing the episodes, like, I'm doing all this stuff. And I just feel like I'm limiting my potential hardcore. I also talked about this in probably my first episode or one of my first episodes because, you know, we did have people watching. So I give a little bit of some insight to that in the very beginning of For the Girls Here, like the actual podcast, to like explain the transition. Like if you watch the IGTV, now I'm here, blah, blah, blah. So if you did want to hear that, you could go all the way back. I'm sure it's there at some point. And so, yeah, that's why in 2021, I was just like, okay, like I said, one day, keep dreaming about it one day and all that, or day one, start today, make today day one. And that's exactly what I did. I'm like, I'm a hardworking person. You guys know that. So I'm like, if I can put all this hard work into everything else that I do, why am I telling myself this is too hard? Like, yeah, sure. It's having to learn something new. And yeah, it's having to get good at something that you don't know how to use. But like, so fucking what? I'm stressed over learning how to edit an episode, an audio recording. Meanwhile, I'm editing video recordings for the IGTV. Like, same shit, different day, like whatever the saying is, but it's just like, it's literally the same thing, just in a different area. So to me, it's just like, all right, I'm making excuses and I don't know why I'm procrastinating, but I definitely was having a sense of imposter syndrome. And so I am just glad that I finally overcame that and that For the Girls came to be and that you girls love it so much. And all of the comments and messages that I was getting when I posted that I hit the 1,000,000 downloads were honestly like kind of making me cry. Like everyone just being so grateful for it even existing. And they were like, I'm so glad that you have it because I need it. And I'm like, but I need you. And like, we just need each other. And I just love that. So I am doing 2 giveaways as a thank you for all of your support. So one is currently going on right now. There's only 2 days left of that one. And it is a giveaway to win the For the Girls crew neck, the most comfortable hoodie of all time. Well, it's not a hoodie, it's a crew neck, but the most comfortable sweatshirt of all time. I wear it every day. I actually just did my laundry yesterday and I was so happy because I have 3 of them and all 3 of them were in the laundry and in the wash and I was kind of going crazy for a little bit, but now all 3 of them are clean. So we're good to go. And yeah, so if you go on my Instagram, my personal Instagram, victoria.alario, you will see the post of me in the crew neck and I have all the steps there for you to follow. And that is valid until this Saturday, April 29th. And we will announce the winner of it Sunday, April 30th. Of course, the crew necks are available regardless though. So feel free to just go shop it. If you did win the giveaway and you already own the sweatshirt, we will just reimburse you for the sweatshirt. So you do have it for free. We'll just give you the money back. So don't worry about if you like are waiting to buy it because you want to win the giveaway. Like we'll hook you up regardless. Like you will get taken care of either way. So shop the crew neck because it is amazing and enter to win the contest on my page. And then the other giveaway is coming up probably in a week or so. I'm just waiting for this one to be done. So yeah, I'm sure I'll do it next week. So you'll probably hear me talk about it in more detail on Monday's episode. I'm going to give away either 1 or 2 free coaching sessions. I haven't decided if I'm going to do 1 or 2. It's going to be to one person. There's going to be to one winner, but I'm thinking if I should do just 1 session with that person or do 2 sessions. So this way it's kind of like a follow-up from the first one. So yeah, giving a lucky winner a little bit of a taste of a coaching session. And I don't know exactly, again, what the, like how that's going to go, like what I'm going to do. I'm going to come up with the details on Monday, so just stay tuned. But make sure that you're following me on both my personal Instagram, victoria.alario, and my podcast, For the Girls Podcast on Instagram, because that's going to be coming up soon. So you have 2 contests happening. Maybe if you're so lucky, you'll win both. So go right now and enter the sweatshirt one and then stay tuned for next week to enter the coaching one. And also coming up on Monday is officially the Spill the Tea episode, which is hilarious. I recorded it with my best friend, Allie, because I was going to do the Spill the Tea stories just by myself, like recording the way I normally do. But they were just so good and so funny. And it's like all the shit that she and I talk about anyway, because we are literally best friends and we go through all of this stuff together. And you would think that these stories, they're crazy stories, but you would think that they are uncommon, and they're not, because we could relate to half of them. So we have hilarious commentary. We also just talk about dating in general, and we talk about like the love languages and what we want in marriage, like all these kinds of things. So it's a really funny and fun conversation between two best friends, and that's coming up. So stay tuned for Monday, May 1st, because it's a really funny episode. So talk to you girls next week. Have an amazing weekend, and thank you again so much for all your support. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.